three, two, one. Oh my God, that's cold. Welcome back to You Betcha Radio podcast, the coldest podcast in all the Midwest. I'm Miles, You Betcha Guy, here with Ryan, the t-shirt guy. We are presented by the one, the only Ice Mountain. We are live. Nope. We are here and ready to go.
An unnamed studio. Or did we name it?
No, we've just been calling it the stew.
Uninterrupted intro last week. We didn't have fucking negative Nancy over here.
Oh, we're not live.
Well, we currently are.
There was one guy in the comments who said that he would much rather have Tyler on than Ryan.
I did see that. Yeah.
I've seen that. Don't go to our reviews, Ryan.
I don't go to the reviews. If you're wondering. Them.
Don't.
That's what I like about you, Ryan, is you just dance like no one's watching.
Correct. I just podcast like no one's listening.
Yeah, you said that.
That's what you do.
And I'm just genuinely me. So what else can I do?
Popeye. You could change. I don't want you to, but you could.
Ryan, don't change ever.
I won't.
Maybe a little less alpha good brain.
Maybe that's the thing, too.
Take a beta brain.
At least we don't do this thing at like 9 a.m. because, it wouldn't be good. So
anyways, back, though. Yeah, I'm back. I was gone Thursday to a Monday weekend vacation. Some people are calling it a baby moon, and I don't love that.
Ooh, I kind of like that.
Because we would have done this vacation whether or not we were having a kid or not, okay?
Well, timing lines up, so it technically is. Even if your intentions were not a baby moon, you baby mooned.
Yeah, but I just don't love that label. So it was just a regular old vacation, chilling. God, I tell you what, though. Vacations aren't always sunshine and rainbows.
Quite literally, no.
Quite literally, it was not great weather. We went to Florida, and it was one day when I woke up, and it was mid-morning, it was 57 degrees out.
Oofta.
So, again, cloudy, no sunshines.
Or rainbows.
And there was no rainbows anywhere in sight.
Was there a rainbow after?
After the clouds?
Yeah, after. I mean, it's sure there was some drizzle. It's Florida.
No, it didn't rain. Fuck. So there was no rainbows.
I mean, that's also a plus, too, though.
It's right, you know. Glass half full, it didn't rain. But I would have felt better. It actually did rain a little bit.
It always rains in Florida.
God damn it. All right. Anyways, so what I'm trying to get to is vacations are fun, but there's also some stuff that's not that fun about vacations. And we're going to talk about that today, right, Jared?
Mm-hmm.
So some of the worst parts of vacation, whether that's to do or say
or to do or not to do.
So I'll start.
Well, yeah, you guys are fresh off vacation, fresh in mind. Uh-huh. Go ahead.
I hate how guilty I feel on vacation when I am sitting in the hotel room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel that.
So basically, it's like I could be doing this exact same thing at my house. I could be watching this football game at my house and not here. I should go do something. But then it's also like some stuff feels like a lot of work.
Well, especially if it's shitty outside, what do? Like you go watch it at a bar. You could also do that here.
Like there was at one point I would have had to like put a jacket on to just go sit at the beach. Should I have done that?
And then watch the game on your phone.
Yeah.
So like come morning time, about what time do you feel like, okay, it's time to get up and start doing something? Like when does the guilt set in? Is that like 10 a.m.?
Well, it's not about that. It's more so like later in the day. Let's say maybe you do go sit by the pool,
mm-hmm.
right? You're chilling. You're getting a nice tan. You're having some drinks. You go back to hotel room to, I don't know, go to the bathroom, whatever. You lay down on the bed for a sec. And next thing you know, a sec turns into
couple secs,
45 minutes to an hour where you're just scrolling on your phone or maybe watching TV. And then you get this sudden realization and veil of guilt that comes over of what am I doing? Mm-hmm. I'm on vacation. even though vacation is supposed to be relaxing and you're completely relaxed right now, there's still this guilt that's there.
And that's what I was going to add on is vacation is all about doing exactly what you want to do. If you want to go scroll on your phone for 45 minutes, you should be able to go and scroll on your phone for 45 minutes. I get you, you know, you pay the money to get down there, but when you're down there, you should just be able to do whatever you want.
It's true. Other thing is, Anna and I decided we got to plan a little more
for a vacation or,
we literally arrived at the hotel and I was like, Ann, what do you want to do? She's like, she goes, I don't know.
That's what led into you not doing anything.
Well, so then I was like, can you make a list on your phone of stuff you'd like to do while we're here? Then the list was like four things long. We're there for 5 days and we knocked him out in 2 days.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now what do we do? Because then the alternative is just go sit by the pool. Well, then those were the days that the weather was bad. So now it's like, okay.
That's when you hit the shitty little kiosk by the front desk of the hotel.
You're talking about the concierge?
Yeah, with all the brochures of things to do. You close your eyes, pick one, and you just go do it.
That stresses me out.
Same.
Well, it's better than doing nothing.
I'm going to end up at a fucking kids museum.
Cops get called.
Well, it seems like you two have very different vacations because from what I heard, Tyler, you had a daily itinerary that you could or could not take part in.
Yeah, so there was options. Like you could, we had something planned every day except for 3 of the days. And you could participate in that if you wanted to or not wanted to. But I did most of it, all of it, but one of the days I did the thing that was on the plan. It was, no offense, Miles, we had fantastic weather all 7 days. It was perfect. We could do whatever we wanted. Didn't get stuck inside with personal FOMO at all. But yeah, that's the way to do it. Have a loose plan where you can do it or you can't do it. There's no guilt either way.
Well, the plan was to just sit on the beach for 5 days.
Yeah.
So maybe it's not so much that we did have a plan, but, you know, everyone's got a plan until they get punched.
So that's when you pull like the people that don't have a fireplace. They throw the Yule log on TV. So they have like a fireplace for Christmas. You throw the beach on TV and you just start drinking piña coladas in the hotel room.
Yeah,
it's not a bad idea.
Just getting shit faced on the edge of your bed.
Ryan.
Yep.
You know what I was missing on vacation?
Me.
Yes. What else was I missing, Ryan?
Probably some good hydration.
Yeah. Well, I was trying to stay hydrated, but it just wasn't the same. You know?
Well, salt water doesn't compare to glacier
water. No, I literally, you know, every morning I'd go and get my pail of ocean water, bring it back to hotel room, brush my teeth with it, shower, drink it. And it just wasn't the same as the fresh water of Ice Mountain.
It never will be.
You know, it made my tummy hurt, all that. Never once has Ice Mountain made my tummy hurt. Instead, it actually makes it feel pretty great. And so you are absolutely right. Salt water just does not compare to Ice Mountain. Like, have you ever taken a big gulp of salt water, Ryan?
Many times.
Disaster.
Yeah, it's last case scenario.
Yeah.
I don't even have it in a go bag either.
So next time I know that I got to check a bag full of Ice Mountain. Otherwise, I'm going to be plagued with drinking salt water next time.
You think you could check a keg of it? You just have a whole keg of Ice Mountain as your check bag?
Probably. But then you don't get the satisfaction of squirting it in your mouth.
You could do Ice Mountain keg stands, though.
Oh, God. You could. That'd be cool. You would be the hit of the resort if you did that.
Fuck, that'd be sick.
I gotta get Ice Mountain on the phone and get a keg in the office.
Yeah, be a good, great icebreaker for with other people.
Yeah, we'll be a great Ice Mountain breaker.
So, regardless, I know where I messed up, and that was that I didn't check a bag of Ice Mountain. If you guys are going on vacation, make sure you're checking a bag of Ice Mountain. Otherwise, you're gonna be stuck drinking salt water the whole time you're there. Go to icemountainwater.com.
How was it on a two-person vacation where one of them was pregnant? Was it did you have to like drink alone?
Me?
It's like obviously you're gonna drink on vacation, but Anne can't.
Anne drinks, but she's like not going crazy anyway. So a lot of times when we go, it's like a lot of times we go where it's like there's no, it's like I either I'm probably just going to drink myself anyways.
Okay.
Yeah. Sober driver.
I mean, she'll have some drinks, but it's not like she is buying me shots. You know?
Well, I just don't know. Like, I've on a tropical vacation in Florida, the first thing I'm going to do when I wake up is get a mimosa or something like that and start drinking.
Irish coffee, probably.
Not in Florida. I would not drink an Irish coffee in Florida. Irish
ice cream. You wouldn't anywhere. You don't drink them.
Yeah. You've all seen me drink them.
One time in the four or five
years. Only because you fucking shoved it in our face.
Nope.
To prove a point.
Yeah, to prove a point.
Drink it alone with Jared.
Tyler, would you do an Irish iced coffee?
I would, actually. I think that'd be pretty good.
There you go, Florida.
Yeah, I'm trying to drink them all the time. There was no like talks or anything of maybe like a picnic on the beach or.
Well, it was talk that we were going to walk to the end of the pier.
Oh.
In the cold or no?
I don't know. It was just like an open ended thing. But we always kept getting, so like there was the restaurants that we would eat at were just short of the pier.
Sure.
So we just never made it out. On the pier. And the one day we had time where we could do it, it was windy and 60 degrees out. Mm-hmm. So we were kind of like, but.
Yeah, the big bugaboo for my vacation, no one prepared me as a parent for having to do all the dumb shit my kids love. Like, we went to this dinosaur museum thing that they saw, and they geeked out. But it was the dumbest rubber animatronic dinosaur that just fucking moved their heads back and forth, and their tails kind of moved. And it was a drag. But I got a sweet shirt out of the deal, but that was it. It was, no one prepared me for that. It was like, they were begging to go.
Well, and that's what I was going to say. I haven't experienced it yet, but I already know the one thing I'm going to hate about vacation is having to do all the shit that my kids want to do.
Yeah.
Because then it's not a vacation for yourself. It's just a vacation for your kids, essentially. Yeah.
And it's,
you're just there to supervise.
It's like a 50-50. Like, I had no problem. It was fun playing in the pool with them and like throwing the football around and whatever 4-year-old version of beanbags you can play in the yard. But the dinosaur museum was a fucking drag.
Anything inside when you're like, you have to walk through like exhibits, like a museum or an aquarium. I'm kind of out on that.
We did go to an aquarium and it was pretty dope.
Aquarium's better than a museum to me.
For sure. But it's still not an ideal place for me on a vacation.
We roll into the aquarium and the lady's like, is it your first time here? And I was like, yeah. So she looks at me and my 4-year-old son. There's a surprise for you in the bathroom. Better go to that first. I was like, Jesus. What the fuck is happening? It was cool. We went into the bathroom and behind, instead of mirrors, it's a tank where sharks are in there. So it was cool.
Okay, yeah. That's
but the way she phrased it was the creepiest shit.
Hey, little buddy, you got a shit bath? Hey, little buddy, you going to piss your pants? Better go to the bathroom, check out. I left you a surprise.
Yeah, that's not far off.
So you were saying throwing your kids in the pool.
That's fun.
There was one, when we did sit by a pool, there was a grandfather and his grandchild in the pool. Grandchild was a menace. Wouldn't shut up, screaming the whole time.
Dennis.
And then the grandpa starts throwing him, like literally like throwing him. And I lean over to Anna and go, fucking guy's shoulders are going to be shot by the end of this. And then sure as shit, half hour later, he was talking to another guy in the pool and he was like, I can't feel my shoulder. He's like, I'm going to be out for 4 days. And I was like, I called that.
Yeah,
I saw that coming. I'm to that age now where that's, instead of thinking like, you know, oh God, that looks cool. Or how high can he throw him? I'm thinking, not good on the shoulders, old man.
He's going to pop out. So we're going to have the medics in here and it's going to ruin the whole day.
He's floating belly up in the pool. I can't swim out.
I also stumbled upon the worst ran restaurant I've ever seen in my entire life. And it wasn't even it was a pizza joint.
Which should be efficient.
How hard is running a pizza joint? Right?
It should, theoretically, it shouldn't be that hard.
You only do one product.
And to be completely honest, most pizza joints either have a giant oven where you can put like 15 pizzas in or just a conveyor belt. So you're not even really cooking anything yourself.
Well, let me walk you through what happened. You walk in. So like think of like a Subway lineup, right? There's the one, you walk up to the one end, you tell them what you want, and you walk down the line. There's cases of stuff you can see stuff in.
Yep.
Then you pay at the end. We walk up. No one's taking your order right away. There's four guys behind the counter, all taking orders and throwing stuff in the oven. And they had pre-cooked stuff that was like, it was like halfway cooked. So then they would throw it in the oven and would heat it up, finish the cooking so that they would save time.
Mm-hmm. Half-baked.
But it didn't save time because it was like they didn't have a list of everything they had made pre, so you couldn't see on a menu. So even if you wanted to order then, you couldn't see all the different options that you had. So you had to wait to go through the line to order anyways.
Yeah, you had to like peer over the sneeze guard and be like, "No, like, yeah, I'll take that one right there."
No, you had to literally be like, "Hey, I'm not budging. I'm just looking." Right. And then we were like, okay, well, we kind of just want this, like, I want a pepperoni jalapeno pizza is what me and Ann wanted.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, they didn't have that. So then we were like, hey, we want to order a custom pie, basically. And they're like, oh, you got to go to the front of the line. Oh.
So you waited the whole time. No, wait, you could just
so went. Then we had to then go in front of the line, and there's these old people that were very confused by this whole process because it's so confusing.
Naturally.
And then they're looking at us like these fucking guys cut the line. So apparently to order a custom pie, you go and you pay for it in front of all the other people that are waiting in line and then order it. And then you have to wait for it. And it was this whole shit show of a mess. And then there was they had one person running the cash register, but also running out orders to people. Oh, yeah. So people are waiting to be like to pay.
Yeah.
And this person's running around trying to, because then there was no like number system on the tables. They would just run around the restaurant yelling names, trying to find the people.
Right.
And it was a disaster.
Would any of these problems been fixed by just like proper signage? Because nothing pisses me off more than a restaurant where you don't know where to order. You don't know where your food's going to come out at. Like if there's no signage, I just get frustrated and mad.
Well, and it got to the point where like they weren't taking down people's orders. So they would be like, all right, you want this slice? They'd throw it in. And then when it was done, they'd be like, so who wanted this slice again? And then people would be like, well, I think that's me over here. And then they just fucking throw it. It was wild.
Yeah. Here's my cell number. Just shoot me a text of what you want.
And the only reason why they were busy is because they couldn't get people through fast enough. So they appeared busier than they were.
Bottleneck.
Like there was a line because of a bottleneck, hey, not because they were busy.
Maybe that's smart. You're walking by all these restaurants. You're like, a lot of people in that one must be good.
Yeah, it was a disaster.
So did you get the jalapeno pepperoni pizza?
Yeah. Asked for honey on it as well.
No honey.
I know, pretty exotic. Not a lick of honey.
No, God, no. No, they probably had the gal running the cash register. She probably had to run down to the supermarket, grab a couple packets of honey just to fulfill your order.
They probably put on the wrong pizza.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Someone, got a pineapple honey pizza.
Spinach Alfredo with honey on it.
Honey kind of is good on anything.
The question is, was it good?
It was so mediocre.
Okay, then it just makes the situation that much worse.
You know, it was one of the, I had to dab the grease off the top because it was dripping so much.
Yeah.
We ordered some garlic rolls.
Probably
they
good.
They looked delicious in the thing, and they were so dry. I was just like, what's going on?
Well, they've been there for a couple of days. No one ordered them.
Yeah, they're half baked. They just had to fully bake them.
Honestly, good thing you didn't have honey, because if you had to dab the grease off with the honey, you just wiped all the honey off anyway. It would have
been a disaster.
Yeah. When I'm on vacation, I feel like it's just where I'm going to eat next. Like, that's all the
pretty much. I do.
It's just getting from one eating session to the next.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's what vacation is.
Right.
Well, and like, it's also funny because when you go on vacation, you're going to eat at restaurants. That in Fargo, in your hometown, you never look at reviews. You never, whatever. But when you're on vacation, you always look at the restaurant reviews. Then you go there, like this pizza place had great reviews. Mm. Then I go and eat there, and I'm like, "The fuck are these people reviewing?"
Yeah, yeah.
Did you leave one yourself?
I get mad at the reviews for not being correct. Yeah. You know.
Shout out to the people who do leave reviews, though, because sometimes it could lead you into a really good place. You never know.
Did you leave a review to warn the next poor guy?
No.
That's why there's so many good reviews.
That's the issue. I am the issue.
Right.
You're right. It's all about food on vacation. Cause, I also like to try new stuff. Well, mm-hmm. or yeah. stuff that I wouldn't eat at home.
Yeah. I have a rule on vacation, no chains. And if there is a chain, it has to be one that we don't have here, like In-N-Out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like a pizza joint, you know?
Yeah.
So basically like I don't normally eat lamb in Fargo, you know? Wow. So I had a lamb dish while I was there.
Oh, yeah. Was like it good?
Lamb and tuna fish.
Yeah, it was great.
Big daddy.
But the other thing that I had the best fisherman's stew I've ever had.
I don't know. What
What's that a fisherman's stew? I would assume fish.
It was also, the first fisherman's stew I ever had. Best and first.
Is it like a chowder?
No.
Or is it? Okay.
No, it's like a normal stew, but they just take all of the fucking seafood and just throw it in there. Like shells and all.
Sure. Like a seafood kettle.
So there was a lobster tail that like literally the lobster is just thrown in the thing.
Yeah,
and
it's still alive.
It's like a boil basically. And then there's clams and oysters and mussels and shrimp and all this other stuff. And it was pretty sweet.
Fuck, that sounds good.
Yeah.
Any sausage in there?
Nope.
No, okay.
Any meat and potatoes?
It was just a fisherman's stew. It wasn't a farmer's stew.
Okay. Well, yeah. No, like seafood boil. They have like, you know, cobs of corn and shrimp. And
well, it wasn't a boil. It was a stew.
Okay.
Did it have potatoes? Because don't stews have to have potatoes?
No.
It was a fisherman's stew.
Yeah. Well,
it came with some bread that you could dip in it.
There you go.
You fish the lobster tail out with it.
Yeah, basically.
So what did you have to do? Did you just like pull the lobster tail out, then eat the lobster tail normally?
Well, so you get you drink some of the broth, there's some scallops in there that just didn't have a shell.
With scallops.
Just throw that in, it's good. Then you have to take the clams and oysters and shit out, and sometimes the things would have fallen out, the meat or whatever. The meat?
Meat.
Yep.
The meat in there. Or sometimes you have to scoop it out. There was one that wasn't even cracked open that I had a fucking
gnawing
over.
Yeah, put it on the ground, stomp on it.
Yeah.
But like I would never eat fisherman's stew here in Fargo. Well, one, because we're landlocked.
What would our fisherman's stew be? Like crappie, perch, walleye.
Yeah.
Clams.
Yeah.
Yep.
Freshwater
really
clams.
Shitty lake clams.
Oh, God. Yeah. So just side note for you guys. It's all about food.
Right.
How do you guys pick where you're going to eat on vacation if you are going to go somewhere new? Are you reading reviews? Are you going word of mouth? Are you going maybe if you're with somebody who has been to a place before, I highly recommend it.
I'm a big word of mouth guy.
Okay.
So like we were in Phoenix Mesa area and I have a friend that goes there all the time. So I texted her. I was like, where should we go? And she gave us a whole list of places and we went to like three
TGI
of them.
TGI Fridays.
I think that's probably the best route.
Then you don't have to do any of the research yourself.
And you don't have to walk into a pizza joint with great reviews and have a shitty experience, you know?
Right.
Pep jalapeno, that's all you're looking for.
Honey and honey.
And honey.
Pep Hall.
Yeah, it's like
pepino.
You're right. Vacation is either you're going to do some wild shit, like almost die on a hike, or just eat at a bunch of good places to eat.
Yeah, I'm probably going with the latter.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
It wasn't on vacation, but on my way back, we flew through Atlanta and I ate at a TGI Fridays, which I didn't know they still existed. And this place was bumping.
Don't we have
really?
TGI Fridays?
No, I closed down.
Yeah.
So they had music pumping super loud and all of the waiters and waitresses were literally dancing.
What?
It was like the happiest TGI Fridays. It was like it was a Friday in there.
I was going to say, everyone treats like a Friday when they're in there.
Yeah.
I kind of hate the dancing thing.
No, everyone was laughing, having a good time, made me smile.
Were they like dancing when they were taking your order? Was it more so like up at the bar waiting for drinks? Or
a little bit of everything. It was exotic experience. I never thought I'd have an exotic experience at a TGI Fridays.
At an airport,
TGI Fridays. You could have mistaken it for a strip club or something in the airport, but I don't think they allow that.
Yeah, we're one pole away from it being a strip club.
That'd be a good addition to an airport.
One pole and too many bras away from a strip club.
That would be a good addition to an airport, Jarrett. They got like golf simulators in the airports now, basketball courts.
Honestly, why is Vegas not doing that?
That's a great question.
Should definitely have a strip club in it.
You just black out all the windows leading into it.
How many missed flights there would be from dudes falling in love in a booth.
Yeah, and imagine trying to pitch your airline credit card on a flight. Imagine, like, hey, you know, free access for the first year. Imagine how many people are going to get that credit card.
Free lap dance if you sign up for the Delta Plus Club.
You can use airline miles at the club.
Yeah. You can pay in credit card.
You know, like you go to the casino and you get poker chips. You would just get fucking airline dollars when you go there based off how many points you have.
Yeah.
And then the strippers can only redeem them as airline miles.
Yeah. Right.
Well, the stripper's got some sort of like Apple chip on her and you just like tap to pay with your airphone miles.
That's fucked up.
That's fucked up.
Well, how else are you going to give them their airphone miles?
It's a good question.
They should have kiosks.
For somebody that wants to travel the world, it'd be a great gig. You know, you travel for free, essentially, if you pick up enough shifts over
there. Can't pay your bills, but you can go to fucking Cabo
for
a weekend on airline miles.
Yeah, you can just go airport to airport, just pay for your stay.
Yeah, there'd be a dude like the movie Terminal. He just stays in the terminal for forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be pretty easy to live in an airport. You just get in a Delta Sky Lounge or whatever they call it.
Expensive.
Yeah, you would get throttled.
That is true.
You could work there too, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's true.
So
you get hired while just sitting in the terminal. You're living there and you
can push wheelchairs around. Or you could drive one of those little buggies that honk at you every 15
just
seconds.
Yell at people all day.
Yeah. Yeah.
I did see two young, able-bodied gals riding on one of the handicapped golf carts. Mm-hmm. And I was wondering, like, do you need to like show your handicap ID to get on one of those, or can you just kind of just be like, hey, my feet hurt, will you give me a ride? What's the rules on that? Does anyone know?
I don't know.
I'm just starting to think
I've never had the balls to try.
I didn't either, but I was like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Gen Z is insane. You know, like Gen Z doesn't give a fuck about anything.
I guess
hop on the handicap golf cart at the airports.
I mean, like, technically at Walmart, you don't need a sticker to get one of the scooters.
That is true. But they will kick you off, I'm pretty sure, if
you're messing around.
Yeah. Well, but however, if they're assuming that you're able-bodied and you're not, then, you know.
I think I've told this before, but I had a buddy in college I was playing football with who tore his ACL, and he drove a Hummer. So he had a handicap sticker in his Hummer. So he got to drive around and park his giant yellow Hummer in all the handicap spots, and we got some really bad looks.
Oh, I believe
this
guy
sounds sick.
Yeah, his name is Dylan.
It checks out. That one checks out. Huh.
Yeah, and not sick in the handicap way.
No.
I mean, I suppose if you got enough cash on you too, they'll let you hop on, especially if they're not booked up for the day.
Sosma 20.
Yeah.
I guess the move.
20, 40.
Yeah, quiet, 100. Midnight flight. Nobody in the airport.
Yeah,
we'll let you ride it.
You could just transfer them some airline miles, too. Here's 1,000 airline points. I'll get you about from here to the other end of the airport.
I mean, that is like $10,
isn't it? Hey, I flew with my kids for the first time, and everyone always talks about how much of a nightmare it is. Flying with kids is sick because everybody gives you priority.
I'm like doing that in a week and a half.
You get to board first. Like, everyone gets out of your way. You don't have to go through the whole security line. They're just like, all right, go ahead. You walk through one metal detector. That's it.
If I said I wasn't nervous, I'd be lying through my teeth.
Yeah, I was extremely nervous. I mean, I don't blame you one bit.
I mean, yeah.
Lots of snacks. I heard
that's it.
A wife's tale.
Is that easy?
That, like, when you're taking off. That's when kids cry. It's because they don't know how to pop their ears. So you give them gum. You give them, we gave them fruit snacks and so their ears could pop.
It's a good piece of advice, Tyler.
Yeah.
Your old wife told you?
Give
that?
Them a,
grandma.
Give them a piece of Hubba Bubba.
Yep.
If you want to play a classic prank, you could do what this guy did where we're sitting at our gate. He had, I don't know, three or four kids all milling around the window. Just licking it and commenting on what was going on outside, and went to the bathroom, walked by, and the dad was sitting there on his phone and said that he was Googling how to get rid of lice. And I was like, I hope to God I don't have to sit next to these kids. I feel like you should have handled that before you got to the airport.
Or get one of them screens that you have to look straight at in order to see, you know, like the
dude,
just blackout screens.
You can't be Googling how to get rid of lice.
No.
Do you think lice show up in those little x-ray machines you walk through?
Probably.
Is it like enough to not let you on the flight?
What do you think that they're doing with those x-ray machines?
Well, like they could see through like your pockets and shit. Like, I don't know, would little lice pop up on your hair?
It's all it is a metal detector.
Not the imaging thing. Yeah, it's not, because you can see your outline of your shirt and your pants. I've seen the image.
Yeah, you can see the bulge.
No.
You absolutely can.
No. It's just an outline of a human, and then a red box shows up if there's something metal.
That's the one in Fargo, but I've seen the ones where it's like you can see the outline of their shirt and everything.
I don't have to Google.
I don't think that they're doing that.
They are. I'm positive.
So you think they pick up more than just metal?
No, I'm asking if they would pick if the little lice would show.
It's got to be a soft tissue. I don't think that they're picking up soft tissue.
Well, like the conveyor belt, you send your bag down. Like that's
x-ray.
That screen is x-ray.
Yep.
But I don't believe that the one that takes the half spin that you stand in, I don't think it's not x-raying you.
So correct. It absolutely is, because some of them got banned because people were x-raying women and looking at their boobs.
So it's banned and they don't do that anymore.
That's why they have the thing now that just shows on your pockets.
Okay. But what I'm saying is what what the TSA is seeing on the screen, even if they are x-raying you, they're not seeing an x-ray of your body, and nor would lice show up in an x-ray.
They might.
Well,
I was
wondering why they always laugh when I walk through that thing. Just look at me and start laughing. Must be... I don't know. I never knew what they were looking at until now.
Looking at your lice.
What are you guys talking about?
He's talking about...
They're x-raying my dick and they can see it.
No, they can't.
That's the bit. Of course they can't. I believe that they can't see that stuff.
Correct.
Thanks, Jared.
I got my glasses. Yeah. Can't see anything.
Have we found anything on this? If
somewhere... Jared Googled and came with the result that yes, you can get lice on a plane. I know that.
No, can airport security detect lice? That's what I Googled. I don't know.
What are those stand-up things called?
I have no idea.
It's a metal detector.
It's a fancy... No,
because a metal detector, you just walk through and it beeps.
It's just it's a body...
The metal detector is next to that thing.
If something goes off, it just shows you a red box where there would be metal at.
A millimeter wave advanced imaging technology.
And walk-through metal detectors.
Yeah, walk-through are the walk-through ones right next to the big scanning machine. There it is, a three-dimensional image of the body based on energy reflected from it.
So it's not an x-ray.
Yeah, but...
What dimension is x-rays?
X. Dimension X.
Well, is it x-ray technically a radio frequency too?
I have no clue.
No idea.
But what I'm saying is it's not like you're getting an x-ray. They can't see an x-ray of your body like you can at the doctor.
It's not going that deep, but they can see your body. Like if you fail.
Okay, I see what you're saying now. So I don't know what you're saying.
where can they see? Where's that screen at? The one that's just the cartoonish body with the red squares.
That thing just pings like, hey, there might be something in his pocket. Pat his pocket, right? If you fail all that, they go and look at the real image. Because before, everyone could just see your naked body and that was not okay. And they outlawed that or whatever. It's still the same machine, but it just shows the little cookie cutter version of the person. And if you fail all of that, then they look at the real image.
In front of everybody.
No, off to the side, like on their computer screen. Because like if somebody's got drugs shoved up their ass, it shows it.
Why would anybody do that?
I know what you're saying now.
Okay. That's why I thought maybe they could see lice.
So you can see up their ass off of this?
Yeah. It would ping. I'm dead serious.
Brown alert.
And then they would do a fucking, they'd have to do that fucking cavity check.
No, sir,
there's
not drugs. I'm just prairie dogging it right now. I have to get through this.
Shit so bad. It is not cocaine. It is poop.
That's a good way to get through quickly.
Yeah.
It's a biohazard.
I have to shit bad. I don't have pre-check, but you think you can just let me by this time?
You saw it.
Let me through the
pre-check
clear line.
Pre-check is fucking nice, by the way.
Oh, my God.
I do have pre-check now, and it's fucking sweet.
Yeah. I had it too, but I didn't get to use it on vacation. There's 15 of us and I had to wait in line with everybody.
Why?
Why?
Because I have my kids.
Your kids, if they're under a certain age, they can go with you.
Yeah, and I didn't book the tickets, so my TSA pre-check number was not on there.
Gotcha. Oh, big mistake.
Yeah.
You got a ticket, man. I mean, you pay $80 a year for it. Or well, every 5 years.
Miles does. Because Miles doesn't want to wait for me to get through the line.
You know how fucking annoying that is? Waiting for Tyler.
Your bachelor party, when we got to walk by everybody, it's such a flex having pre-check.
Yeah. Same way I felt at that pizza place walking to the front
door. Hey, I have pizza pre-check. So.
I basically had pizza pre-check in that thing.
Pre-check at a restaurant would be kind of sweet. One that you frequent often. You can just bump to the front of the line.
It's called ordering ahead.
In high school, did you guys ever sell like the little cards that were discounts? Yeah. They should sell a card that's a skip the line card.
I'd be
fast
down.
Fast pass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like amusement park fast pass for restaurants.
I'd be down.
Slip him a 20.
Like,
here's my fast pass for today. I forgot it at home.
It's just ordering mobile orders.
No, but if you wanted to go sit down somewhere.
Yeah, like you show up to Texas Roadhouse, you flash your fast pass card. All those people in the waiting room, sorry. You get to go first, and then your order's taken.
I think that's just call it. I think that's just reservation. Call ahead.
Yeah,
but
I think
that
this has totally been invented.
Yeah, no, you're right. That is definitely you just call and schedule a reservation.
What if you just
no, we'll give you a half a point on the fucking body scan thing, Tyler, but this is knocking you down again.
Yeah, but you got to call.
I'm backpedaling.
No. You got to call to make a reservation. You just show up whenever you want and be like, here's my card, and then you get to go ahead.
Yeah,
I think that's just called being rich.
I am. Yeah,
it's called bribery.
Oh, hello, Mr. Ziegler. Welcome back. We'll find you a seat right now. You got to tip like $1,000 a time, though. Fuck.
Cash is king.
Yep. It's true. Any other things you hate on vacation, Ryan?
I mean, like I said, I haven't experienced it yet, but this next week, kids stuff.
Yeah.
I'm going to try and avoid all museums.
I know, but the question wasn't, is there anything that you're scared of traveling with children? The question was, what do you hate on vacation?
Yeah, I'm going to hate having to go to kids stuff.
What do you currently hate that you have experienced?
I
gotta be clear on
probably
my questions.
Probably waiting in line at the rental car company.
That
does blow.
Yeah. I mean, if I had to choose one I've done before, I mean, that it's just like the pizza joint, and it doesn't seem like seems like they never have a car for you.
It also, so
you sit in line for fucking 4 hours knowing that, oh, this is the Hertz line and not the Enterprise line.
The budget
fuck. And then if I go around and look, it's like, oh, what is this guy fucking budging or what? No, I'm trying to look to see what line I need to be in, buddy.
That's the other thing is they're all now conglomerates.
Yeah.
Why don't they just combine them all into the same thing?
Yeah.
It's like, okay, well, I see the Hertz sign, but is dollar a part of Hertz? Which line do I get in? They're all confusing.
And
then
you
get to the front and you could have been in either line anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just send you to the other company's line because they can check you in there just the same.
Yeah.
Is it not weird about rental car companies that one, it seems like it should be more complicated than it is in the sense that like you're just getting a $40,000 car to just drive and do whatever with. But on the same token, you're like, this could be faster. It's like a weird. So wait,
oxymoron.
I'm just going to show up, hand you my ID. You're going to type on your computer a little bit. And I just get to drive a $40,000 car around with nothing, no tracking, nothing. And then it's also seems like they're just clicking stuff on the computer to click stuff on the computer.
For sure.
Software.
Yeah, playing Tetris or some clicking. Bullshit.
It's the amount of that's going on behind a rental car.
And it's like between simple ass questions, you're like, what's your name? What's your birthday? And then they click for another 10 seconds. And then it's just like, how is it taking you that long to type 6 digits for my birthday?
And it also is weird that you can just, there's some lots where they're just like, go pick anyone. The key is in the car.
Loose.
Just go pick one out of the lot. Look in this lot, whatever you're feeling. And it's like, seems like you guys should have a better, more intense system.
And that's why it's like, you always show up and you're like, actually the car we have a reservation for, we already gave it to someone else. So just go pick one. Like, well, that's how we ended up not having the car I wanted in the first place.
Yeah, it seems all backwards.
Yeah. Why can't you do all this stuff beforehand? Like, get the car checked in, like, maybe when you're waiting to get on your flight to go to your destination to then rent the car. Why can't you do all that stuff, like, online beforehand?
It's like getting better, but yeah, you're right.
They have someone, like, at the gate with your car waiting for you to come out, gotcha. Load your bags, and then you take it and you go.
Mm-hmm. Well, that seems like tarmac. A lot of...
On the tarmac, yeah.
That seems like a lot of extra labor.
I mean, if you
to have a person standing at every gate waiting for you to get off...
Might be delivering mail, too.
I mean, maybe pay a premium on top of it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
So now you're just talking about a private jet service. That's what you're talking about. You're chartering a plane.
Turo, getting are off you the talking about like
right into a car?
Oh, you're talking about getting off the plane into the car. Or are you talking like going?
No, not yeah. I'm talking about going to baggage claim, getting your bags, walking out the gate door,
and then homie's there with a sign looking for Ryan.
Yeah, or they have their different car rental companies like stacked up right, because it seems like you always have to walk 3.5 miles just to get to the car rental company. It's like, why isn't this thing outside?
That's an airport issue. That's not a rental car company issue.
Well, they both go hand in hand.
Or put your bags in your rental car so you don't have to go to baggage claim.
That would be phenomenal too.
That would actually get your sick. Car to
somebody else.
for sure grabbing the wrong
thing. That would be great. Yeah.
Yeah, they just go throw it in a random car and you have to go find which car has your bags.
Just hitting the horn.
No, it's quite literally happened to me before where the car companies were around the corner and the line was wrapped. It was 100 people deep. So I just got to the end of the line and just sat there for, I shit you not, probably 30 to 40 minutes until I then realized I should maybe go check to see if I was in the right line.
Were you?
And then the line I was supposed to be in, 2 people deep.
Oh,
that's a you issue, man. That's
Well, they should have the signs facing baggage claim.
Even if there's no line, it still takes longer than it should,
for sure.
But it also should take longer because this is kind of a big deal. Well, when you buy a car, the amount of paperwork and shit you got to go through to do it. But to rent one is like, you have a pulse, here you go.
Yeah, you can even opt out of the insurance. Like, you know, oh, no, I don't want to pay the $80 in insurance.
Are you 21? Here's the keys.
26.
Is it
25, wow. I think.
Something like that.
Yeah. I think I'm right.
So that'd be my number two thing that I hate about vacation.
What's number one?
Nah, that's number one.
His child.
No, I love my child, but I'm not going to go to the fucking dinosaur museum. I'm telling you right now.
Don't.
So,
yeah, renting a car is sweet because you get a car, but the whole process is kind of a nightmare.
You think they should maybe take a test lap with this thing just to make sure you know how to drive it? They got some exotic cars at these rental companies.
Yeah.
I don't know how to drive a Jeep, fucking Jeep Renegade. What? How do I get the top off?
It is true.
What if I want to take the top off?
You should have to do it some sort of driving
nightmare.
And if you fail, they just give you the most basic stock car.
Yeah, like an 05 Honda Civic or something. With like, crank windows. Yeah.
Citation.
So, you know, can you parallel park this thing?
You're just doing your whole driver's test over again.
Pretty much.
Well, no, what you would do is you would then have to go do it to skip the line of all of that. You could go and get pre-approved to drive.
TSA pre-check for rentals.
For rentals, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. I skip the line.
Enterprise pre-check.
Got, if you do every 6 months, you do a driver's test. If you pass, you skip to the front of the line.
Nightmare.
Yeah.
I mean, I would do that if it sped things up. Literally.
It wouldn't, though.
What do you mean?
Yeah, it would.
What do you mean?
You do the test at home.
You do the driver's test on your own time when you're not on vacation.
Yeah.
I would fail that.
Yeah, you just show the guy a video on your phone of you
driving
like a
Corvette. Maybe you shouldn't be renting a car if you'd fail the driver's test, Jared.
So would you make him take the physical driving test, or would you do like your permit test where it's just in the computer?
Both.
Permit test would be much harder.
It's getting worse if you got to do both.
Basically, we want to make it really hard to rent a car so that the line's shorter, right, Ryan?
Correct.
You got to do a driver's test. You got to have your passport, birth certificate, and your driver's license. You have to do a blood oath that you won't crash the car. You know, fucking slice your hand and shake the person's hand.
Yeah. Put it on the pedestal.
Yeah, I was going to say, what if you get shit face on the plane and then go rent a car?
Well, you shouldn't be driving it then anyways.
Well, I mean, but they're not checking for that. So, that, I mean, think about how many shit face people they've given.
You probably sign a waiver that.
I promise I'm not drunk, I swear.
Or it's not their liability.
That's kind of wild, actually.
It's also very funny. You know, they always give you like a fucking booklet of shit that you don't need.
It goes right
because now
box.
They just like scan your car and look at your driver's. They don't even look at the packet.
Yeah.
But for whatever reason, maybe this is just a me issue, I won't throw that sucker away.
Do not lose the booklet.
That booklet will be in my briefcase for 6 months before I throw it away. It'll be six months removed from a vacation, and I'll still have the rental car booklet just in case.
Yeah. Same with the bag tags.
Yep.
The little squares with like the
those stay on until you're about to go to the airport for your next vacation.
But the ones that they rip off that if you lose your luggage, the information, I
have a pile
still in mine. Yeah. You just never know when you're going to need that.
Even though you're home.
even though you have your luggage in hand.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm not unpacking. I'm just going to wear, you know, whatever's not worn in my suitcase is going to be worn the next week going to work.
Or on the next vacation.
Yeah. I'm already packed for vacation. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Let's take a break. Ryan.
Go on.
You pride yourself on being a caffeinated human being.
Very.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how caffeinated are you during the day?
I would say until about 11 a.m., I'm at like a 11 and a half.
Okay. You know what's a good way to get caffeinated, Ryan?
Inform me.
Going to Holiday gas stations and taking advantage
of the Celsius Energy mix and match
deal.
Yep.
They do have new flavors there now too. They got raspberry peach that I've been.
You know, every once in a while in the morning I hear Ryan shotgunning a Celsius in his office. And now you can mix and match them, right?
I can mix and match a shotgun, yeah.
You could why can't I think of the name of it now? You pour beer in a fucking funnel.
Bong it.
You could
Celsius bong.
You could mix and match the Celsiuses into the bong.
Yeah.
And I think at Holiday they sell funnels
for your car.
Oh, yeah, I would assume so, yeah.
Get a little hose. They got utility knives there. You could do a whole DIY Celsius bong right there in the store.
Yeah.
Do not do that. That's not an official Holiday statement.
I just got to pay for it.
Yeah. Make sure you pay
buy
for
the
it.
Stuff, bring it home, then do it.
Yeah.
They got 16-ounce cans now, too.
Do they?
Yep. Buy two, get one free. Any 12-ounce or 16-ounce Celsius Energy.
Mm-hmm.
Buy two, get one free.
Correct.
That's like 33% free.
Mm-hmm. They do have gas cans at Holiday, too. You could just fill an entire gas can with Celsius.
You're just driving down the road drinking out of a gas can.
Yeah, you want to talk about intimidation? People driving next to you?
Yeah, you're going to mess with a guy drinking out of a gas can?
Nuh-uh. Absolutely not.
Little do they know, it's the delicious sweet nectar of a Celsius caffeinated beverage. So, guys, if you want to be like Ryan and be caffeinated to the brim, go to Holiday gas stations. Take advantage of the 2-for-1.
Yep.
No.
2-for-3.
3-for-2.
Buy 2, get 1 free.
Buy two, get one free.
Yep.
Deal.
Bring 3 to the counter and they'll charge you for 2.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, that's absolutely right, Ryan.
You treat him like a 10-year-old.
Yeah. Bring hey, three. I was told that if I bought 3 of these to the counter, you'd only charge me for 2. Yeah, I guess that's right.
The math adds up.
It's got to be a better way to say that.
Yeah, I was told if I brought 3 up here, I would just pay for 3, and then you just reimburse me for 1 of them.
They give you a rebate slip.
All right, Jared, what do you got for us?
So, I just had it. Where'd it go? There it is.
So,
filibuster. Dick Sitchy asks, on a scale of 1 to 10, how annoyed are you with Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift relationship?
I'm only like a 6. I'm not super annoyed by it. I was early season, but they've really toned it down.
Did they tone it down or did we become desensitized to it, Tyler?
That's a good question.
Great question to ask.
I think we've been desensitized a little bit.
Yeah.
I think it's because it's, but they've also trained us. I was watching the Chiefs Bills game when I should have been outside doing activities on my vacation. And Travis Kelce scored a touchdown, and I was like, I wonder what Taylor Swift's reaction is. I'm now waiting for them to just show her.
Yeah,
the Swifties so win.
But that's what I'm saying. They've like trained us now to just expect to see it.
Mm-hmm. We're a bunch of sheep.
Yeah, we are.
We really are. I don't really, I mean, if you're the NFL, why wouldn't you jam 100%. It down people's throat? It's like people forget sometimes that they are in the business of making money.
Entertainment.
And getting people to talk about their stuff. So even if they're showing Taylor Swift a lot, they're, one, people are conversing about the NFL in a bad way. Not like a real bad way. It's not like going to tank the NFL if they keep showing Taylor Swift. You know, it's just people bickering. That would be funny. And then you have all these Taylor Swift fans that are now fans of the NFL. Why wouldn't you do that?
I mean,
so I put you, your business hat on. You're like, well, of course they're going to do that.
And when it first started, it was kind of refreshing, actually, because I could watch a Chiefs game without somebody talking about Patrick Mahomes every 3 seconds, because we've had years of that. So it was kind of nice to watch a Chiefs game and have somebody else be the center of attention.
Yeah. I just think I've become desensitized where it just doesn't matter to me anymore. You know, it's just like now this is a part of the NFL.
Yep.
If you're going to watch the Chiefs game, you're just going to see Taylor Swift. You know that going into it, so you can't complain anymore.
Yeah.
It's been going on long enough too, to where, again, it's not a surprise. She's going to be at the game.
I mean, I know on a lower scale, it was the same thing when Tony Romo was dating Jessica Simpson. Yep. Like they showed her every time he did anything.
That is true.
That was weird.
I'm romantic about the Eminem Detroit Lions relationship right now.
You're romantic about it.
That's where my head is at mentally. I mean, I think the city of Detroit is booming right now.
Yeah.
So that's where my attention is at.
I'm more a fan of the Ninja Shots. Yeah. Detroit.
Ninja Shots.
Yeah, I'm confused. He's
a Twitch streamer.
Like Ninja that keep showing him or what?
Really?
I think I've shown him once.
They keep showing the at the Lions games, they keep showing the old guy who's had tickets since 57.
Yeah, that's another good one.
And it's like funny, he's still like, even though it's like the greatest moment ever, he's still like before the clock hits zero, he's getting his coat on and like ready to try and beat the traffic. Yeah. It's like he can't not be an old guy.
It'd be funny if they panned over there and the seat was just empty.
He's standing at the top of the row, jacket on as they go into overtime, so he's ready to go.
Yeah. And you know he's getting a ride to and from the game. He's sleeping by the time he gets in the car.
At the top of the stairs, they got one of those buggies like at the airport ready to take him out of the stadium.
Hell yeah.
Son of a Gun asks, would you rather accidentally send a naughty picture to your dad or your boss?
Miles, you for sure.
Yeah, probably my boss.
I would way rather send it to you than my dad. You would just make fun of me. My dad, I don't know if he would talk to me again.
Really?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, that would... See, I just haven't had many bosses, and one of the bosses I've had is my dad. So I'm kind of handcuffed here.
Okay, I'll rephrase it for you. Would you rather send a naughty picture to your boss at the gym you worked at or your dad?
The gym. Yeah.
Yeah.
The gym.
Naughty picture.
Yeah. See, yeah.
What are we talking? Like fucking, like shaft and balls? Or are we talking like spread butt cheeks?
I'm thinking full body. Full frontal
mirror. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Full frontal's better than just a straight up dick pic.
Honestly, though, if I accidentally sent you just a straight up dick pic, I'd be like, that could be anybody's dick. I'm sorry I sent that to you. It could be anyone's, though. Yeah. Remember that.
Then you could just be like, Dad, did you see this dick pic from this famous person?
Yeah, or like your boss at the gym, you could be like, You're like, boss, not only are my arms getting huge from this workout program you put me on, but look at my dick.
Look how vascular I've become.
Yeah. Not only have I popped a bicep vein, I've popped another vein in the meantime. So you could easily spin zone it that way.
Ryan, you know,
you
like,
answer.
I said the boss right away. Yeah.
Okay. In the personal training world, it's all about, you know, like you take body measurements and stuff. You could just be like, what's the proper way to do the body measurement on my cock? You know, that's how you could spin it. So I think I'd go that route over my dad for sure.
Jared, what about you? Because I don't know your dad super well, but from the few interactions
miles.
The amount of DPs you're getting is
gonna... all of a sudden.
Hey, I hate this question. But I would just definitely use it as leverage, though.
Oh, yeah.
I would just.
Oh, yeah.
What would you leverage us to do with our
anything
dick
I want?
I think that may be a crime of some sort.
Of you guys sending unsolicited dick pics to me? Yeah, that is a crime. So what's worse, that crime or blackmail? I don't know.
I mean, honestly, we could just blackmail you with your blackmail. Like, hey.
I'll tell someone that you're blackmailing, and then I'll be like, well, I'll leak your dick pic. And I'll Photoshop it to look even smaller.
Jake?
Good luck.
Yeah. Yeah, and then Jake's involved.
Now Jake's an accessory.
He's an accessory to the leakage.
Yeah, but that constitutes you passing it along, though.
And I'll have him Photoshop some, like, fucking warts and shit on it, too. I don't really know how genital warts
I think
work,
that defamation, maybe? I don't know. Yeah. You'd find something in there. He loves litigation, though, again, so maybe he's doing that
for who's
litigation.
Gonna win? Who's got a bigger war chest here, boys?
It's a lose-lose.
Can you imagine if we got wrapped up in the litigation over Tyler's dick pic?
Well, it's actually a win-lose because he wins, he gets blackmail on us, and we lose because our dick pic is now out there with warts on it.
I'd have to get a lawyer pro boner.
That was not that funny, Jared.
Thank you, Jared.
He manufactured that one so far in advance.
I was trying to. You could talk then. I was trying to get in.
I like that one. Vinny Colombo.
No, I think what I would do is I would blow it up and put it on the wall in the warehouse.
That's well, if you blow it up, then you could just tell people to scale.
Yeah. Well, no, the thing is I would keep it the same size that it is on my phone, but the background, you know, like AI-generated background, I would make it much bigger.
Generative fill.
Generative fill.
On the dick pic.
That's a good idea, actually.
At least
cut your shaft in half and then generative fill the end of it.
Yeah.
It could be way bigger.
At least put like a nude beach behind me or something so it looks natural, like a hot spring or something. What? as the AI generated background, so then it doesn't look like I just sent him a D-pic.
Oh yeah, it's
you know,
you're like chilling at the beach.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Hey, sending you a photo from vacation.
Now the question
public
is,
beach.
Do I bring beach up the scenario in front of your guys' wives? Because if it was going to be sent to your wife and you guys were in a sexting situation, no problem. Ha ha, everyone laughs. But if there was another scenario going on, that could be another blackmail, you know?
Well, lucky for me, my wife and you, both of your first names start with M.
Oh,
so
could be a genuine mistake.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I also have Miles and Becca. Like, you can save text conversations at the top. They're right next to each other.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. That's another good one.
Could be a disaster for you guys.
Yeah.
It's only upside for me. Just go ahead, send your dicks.
I double dunk.
You know what? Yeah. I actually welcome dick pics now.
I love dick pics.
Yeah.
Vinny Colombo asks, build your ultimate ice cream sundae.
Oh.
I just don't ever think about ice cream sundaes.
Me either.
I'm
not going custom either. I'm just going stock.
I'll not do the stock ice cream. Also, in my adult life here, what scenario am I going to be in that I'm ordering an ice cream sundae is just
custom
never.
Too.
I mean, right. Even in our childhood lives, it's just a blizzard anyway. You're not getting a sundae.
Or banana split. Yeah. Thomas food.
I mean, maybe like dream like frozen yogurt concoction or something like that.
Yeah. Cherry berry.
But for me, I mean, because I got ice cream on this trip right next to the shitty pizza place. And it was a super well-run ice cream shop. So I think that was like...
Same owners, just
all the staff was at the ice cream place.
Yeah.
And I just give me ice cream. I don't need toppings. I'm not 12.
Mm. You don't need the bells and whistles.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll take,
I'll have some chocolate on there.
Like, just get chocolate ice cream or chocolate swirl, vanilla swirl.
Yeah. What's that an option? Yeah.
I'll take vanilla with like crushed up Heath bar on top. I mean,
that's good. I'm a Heath guy.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting. That's my custom.
Good. There you go.
You love Heath.
Vinny Colombo's like, wow, you guys are dicks. Why? I just asked the most innocent question and you guys told me I was dumb. So sorry, Vinny.
Yeah, you should have talked.
I'll crush up Oreos on top.
I'll put some peanuts on mine.
Just dying to know. Flops. Oh, go ahead.
No, you go ahead, Jared.
All right. Flop Sandal asks, what is something your wife freaks out on you about that you think they should just stay in their lane?
Breathing. Chewing. Those are the main
being
things.
Around.
No, like I'll be chewing with my mouth closed, and it's just because I'm chewing a loud food item, you know? Like maybe I'm eating some peanut brittle or something. And it's just loud in my mouth and she'll get mad even though my mouth is completely closed.
Dude, I'm in the same scenario. Same exact scenario. What more do you want me to do?
My mouth is closed.
I think like if I could have like a noise canceling feature in my mouth, yeah. So nothing.
Muzzle me up then.
But even then, I can still hear you through that muzzle.
Well, yeah, just if it's a potato chip, you just got to put it in your mouth real quietly and then let your spit soak it and then chew.
Either that or we're just going to have to start crushing up our food and snorting it.
Yeah.
But then that'll be annoying because our noses are making noises.
Yeah. Then you're constantly, you know, sniffing.
You're going to have to go into the garage and turn all of your food into a smoothie and then drink it from a straw. And then when you get to an inch, you can't finish the smoothie. Otherwise, it'll be a loud straw sucking noises.
Like there's a lot of foods I'm banned from eating in the bedroom. Cereal is one of them.
Cereal.
Of
what else?
Trail mix is another one, especially almonds because there's
very crunchy.
Yes. Chips is obviously another given. Cracker Jacks the other night. We just had a whole bag of Cracker Jacks. Well, I was trying to clean out the snack cupboard. And I'm like, well, someone's got to get rid of this.
Was there a decoder ring in the bottom of the box?
Well, I didn't get that far because I didn't get to the bottom. I got fucking one handful in. And she's like, you got
to
leave.
You're like, I need to get to the bottom of this.
And I mean, it's even got to the point where like, if I'm on the couch in the living room and the bedroom and she's in the bedroom and the bedroom door is cracked open.
I mean,
I have to go close it.
That's a her problem. She can close the door.
So
that is true.
It is unbelievable how our wives' tolerance on mouth noises.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I think that's Becca like that?
No, not really. She's a spaz about everything about the bed though. Like if I don't make the bed or if I do make the bed and I make it wrong or I steal the covers, she freaks the fuck out.
Yeah.
It's like we're to the point where we have two separate blankets. So we don't fight over them at night.
So is there like a lot, like is your side of the bed made and like, blue. Do you have to make the sides of the bed
pink?
No. So when they make the bed, the blankets get layered appropriately because they're both the regular size blankets. And then when we go to sleep, the blankets get separated.
So you don't have like a comforter or a,
we do.
She, or a duvet.
So she takes the duvet and then I take a quilt.
So you're like Michael Scott. You just sleep on the bench at the end of the bed.
Essentially.
Hell yeah.
It's quite comfortable.
And I've also started like if a kid wakes up and wants to sleep with us at night, I just go to the couch because there's zero chance I have a blanket or any space on the bed.
Why don't you just make your kid go sleep in his bed?
That's not up to me, Miles.
We make a kid go sleep on the couch.
Yeah, it's also not up to me. The kid comes to bed, mom's going to let him in.
Well, I think that maybe you need to start putting your foot down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Easier said than done.
Just lock your door.
That's a good idea.
His kids would be sleeping with him every night.
Not a fucking chance.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes, dude. I guarantee it.
Past like 3 months old, that sucker's sleeping in their own bed.
No, they'll be in your room in a bassinet, and then you'll wake up and they'll be in the bed next to you.
No, not a chance.
My kid was never in the bed.
If we were going to sleep in our parents' room, we had to sleep on the floor. That was the rule growing up, and I'm going to continue that fucking legacy on. I don't care what you guys say.
Even when they're 3 months, like, get on the fucking floor.
No, I mean, they said whatever. I don't know anything about babies, so I don't know when they stop sleeping in the bassinet and shit.
Yeah.
My kid's eating real food now.
No shit.
Really? At like 6 months old?
Yeah. Sleeping on the floor is way more fun anyway.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Because like my mom always had shitloads of pillows, so I would just pile them all up and lay on all of them.
Yeah.
It's more like a mini fort in the middle of the night.
I was just going to say, just have a permanent fort in your room.
Yeah.
So when they want to come sleep with mom and dad, like, hey, you get to sleep in the fort.
That's exactly what I want in my adult bedroom. A fort.
I did watch a TikTok of a guy making a fort for his kid. And I was like, oh, that's cool. And then I went to the comments and everyone was like, isn't the point of making a fort that your kids are supposed to do it? And I was like, you know what? That's what's wrong with our generation a little bit. We're too, it's like, oh yeah, I'm being the fun dad by doing this stuff with my kids, but then you're depriving the kids of making the fort and learning the skills and doing that and creativity.
How do you know how old the kid was?
No, I never saw a kid. So the guy probably doesn't even have a kid.
Maybe he's just for himself. Yeah.
Schizophrenic.
Yeah. Honestly, I'm all for dad helping with the fort, but the kid's got to be there also.
Yeah, there's no kid in sight.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got.
And there was paint involved. It was a fucking racket.
Yeah.
So at first I was like, oh, it's cool. And then I realized, you know, like, oh God, yeah, it's not very often you're like, oh yeah, the comment section is right. But
yeah. Well, what's that one say? Monkey see, monkey do. Like,
monkey pee all over you?
No, it's like with parents. I don't remember.
Do what we say, not as we do?
No, it's like do if you do.
Do unto others as you had done to yourself.
I don't remember.
But treat like, others the way you want to be treated.
Like you do yourself.
But like you're, yeah.
Do the do?
That's a good one too. But it's like you do. I don't remember. Never mind.
You'll find
you
it,
miss 100% of the forts you don't make.
But like whatever you do, your kids will do. Like they mimic you, whatever.
Well, that rhymed. That was good.
I know what you're saying, but
I don't know
if you just build a fort for them, then they just say that my dad builds forts for me.
Yeah.
Build a man a fort, he sleeps for a day. Teach a man a fort, he sleeps for a lifetime.
You could not have said that.
It's actually better. Great. Yeah, that's a great line, Tyler.
Yeah.
They need to make a wooden sign out of that.
Yeah. Put a fish on it.
Yeah, you could also do the analogy with fish. Tyler. Yeah,
I think that would work.
Give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. Yeah. Give the man a fisherman's stew.
You feed him for a night.
Feed him for a night.
He's got a tummy ache.
You want to get fed all day or all night?
Yeah. We'll do one more. Napoleon Bone My Parts asks, if you were talented enough to create an ice sculpture, what would it be of?
Ice Mountain Water Ball. Bottle.
Mm-hmm. water ball
just be a fucking ball.
That would be kind of cool.
This is what kind of question is this?
I would like some sort of shot luge.
What kind of question is this?
What am I supposed to riff on?
I mean, however, like if someone built up, like imagine a holiday gas station built out of ice with the neon blue lights still okay. There.
So in Detroit Lakes every year, they make a castle out of ice and they light it up blue. So not far off. Holiday, I'll give you the guy's number.
I just don't know if I can provide a unique enough answer that people aren't already doing.
Like a swan, yeah. It's a layup. Spiderweb would be cool.
Very impressive as well.
Yeah. A cube?
That's good.
I think what I would do is I would do an ice sculpture of a guy making an ice sculpture.
Very meta.
Meta.
Yep.
Yeah, very meta. taking another step of a guy making an ice sculpture.
Inception.
Yeah.
Yeah. And each, as the sculpture goes, it gets more and more finished.
Yeah.
Until it's you finishing the final sculpture.
Mm.
Which is just a sculpture of a guy.
Yeah.
Who's making a sculpture.
Yeah. You know, that would be really unique.
That was. Glad that question got asked.
Mm-hmm. Now the people know. You're welcome, Bone My Parts.
There's Napoleon.
Yeah. Mr. Bone My Parts.
All right, that's it, Jared.
Yep.
All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of You Betcha Radio. May your ice cream sundaes be custom. And your airport x-ray machines be x-rays machines.
Oh, good.
Oh, you betcha. Yeah.
Yeah.